everybody. Welcome to episode 55 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, guys.
And Gabe Feldman.
Hello.
Hey, guys. All right, so what's been going on this week?
In the news. Yeah, the news. Like, really kind of boring shit. This was a slow-ass week.
At least we have lots of good new releases.
Oh, wait. Well, first up, Randy Pitchford is tooting his own horn, and he can't believe that Borderlands hasn't been copied yet, saying that this is an industry that copies everything, and he can't believe no one's copied the formula, because, and I quote, it's right there.
Yeah, I don't know that he was really tooting his own horn. It didn't really seem that way. I think what he said made a lot of sense, actually. I read in an article today, they're like, I guess Zynga hasn't started making yet. They're gonna have, like, I don't even know what it would be called. Something grounds. I don't know.
And if you have a little tally marker, that's number one for failed jokes of this podcast.
It wasn't even an attempted joke. I mean, they just changed the name a little bit. Like, what was it? Tiny Tower? And then, I can't remember what they did to the other one, but I mean, that's what they do. They just barely changed the name.
Get your other tally marker for digging a hole.
Barrier plane.
That's not it.
I kid. I don't. But,
next barrier up. Plane? Barriers and borders. Same thing, right?
Yep.
Eh, whatever. Water under the thing. Next up, Sonic Adventure 3 might be coming out. Sega or somebody. Not, it wasn't Sega, started registering all sorts of domain names for it. There was like sonicadventure3.com, a bunch of other obscure ass things that I can't remember right now, but I don't know, after replaying through the first level of Sonic Adventure 2, I don't really want to play another one.
It's pretty... I have not played any of them.
Ever?
Nope.
Jesus. Huh. Wow.
Why? Well, it sounds like I'm missing way out.
It's not to that extent, but it's sort of like someone saying they've never played Mario Brothers before.
Is it?
Not to that extent, but yeah. I mean, like, Sonic Adventure was a big fucking deal when it came out.
It was such a big deal, because it just holds up like so horribly. Like, my God. How did I play through that as a kid?
Sonic Adventure 2 is alright. That first level is not so bad.
No, the first level's fine, but then you beat that first level and then hops you right into that badass Knuckles.
You just said, I played through the first level of the second game and God.
Well, okay, I meant I played through the first level and then had to stop because the next level was so bad and the one after that was so bad. Then it kind of just gets into this whole ridiculous snowballing situation where they just kind of keep getting bad and bad and bad. It's like, fuck.
If you're not Shadow or Sonic, it sucks.
Yeah. But you remember that dope-ass kart racing, don't you? From Sonic Adventure 2? The one where you just hold down a button to go and there are no power-ups, no nothing. There's a couple of ramps and that's it. Dope-ass multiplayer. God, it's a slow week. This news is terrible. Yeah. Next up, EA, or someone from EA said the Dead Space 1 and 2 were too scary for players. And that's why they put co-op in Dead Space 3, so you'd have a little buddy to hold your hand along the way.
Yay.
I felt
terrified the whole time, just constant terror.
Yeah, no. No.
It's well, like, I wonder, like, who were they? Well, do you have that quote up that they said? Because even then, like, that didn't sound like... It sounded like they were drawing a lot of conclusions from really, like, vague data.
Yeah, like, like odd focus group type things.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I think Dead Space 1 and 2 never really are, too scary. Yeah, they can use the gimmick of, you're just using mining... No, they're not mining tools, they're fucking guns. Stop lying to us. Yeah. Alright, so Laura Miel, the EA marketing exec, said, we are hearing feedback that they love the thriller game, but it was pretty scary, and the obvious next step was that they wanted to play with someone, so we introduced co-op into Dead Space 3.
Saying it was pretty scary doesn't equate to, it's too scary.
I don't know. And how is it was pretty scary lead to the obvious next step is co-op?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she continues to say, the horror of Dead Space is still all there. It's true to its roots and no less scary. But people felt far more comfortable playing it with someone else than they did doing it on their own.
I mean, but that statement right there, it makes sense. I mean, I watched the same demo played single player, and then they played it again with co-op. And the single player, you're still by yourself. It's not like you have that AI partner.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, I think, huh?
The point of a horror game, like a scary game, is kind of being uncomfortable. You don't sit down and watch The Ring and you're like,
I know. Hopefully,
I really like where I am.
Hopefully the game isn't held back by that co-op mechanic. I mean, hopefully playing through it by yourself is still just as good as Dead Space 2 was, but now you can go back and play it with a friend afterwards. That's cool. That's extra features.
Yeah, so I don't complain about Dead Space 3 having co-op. As long as they don't really try to still market it as something like Dead Space, where it was supposed to be this horror game. And then Dead Space 2 was obviously more actiony, and Dead Space 3 seems to be even more actiony. I mean, game's not out yet, so I'll hold my judgment, but.
If it's not all that scary, doesn't mean it'll be bad.
No. I enjoyed the hell out of Resident Evil 5. That wasn't scary at all. Except for that fucking DLC.
You still haven't played through RE4, and it's so much better than 5. Come on.
Sorry, I got caught up just holding hands and saying kumbaya.
Where'd everybody go?
He got caught up with the passage of years since that game came out.
Yeah. Well... And next up in more odd news is God of War Ascension promises to have less violence against women. Which isn't exactly something I thought of the God of War series.
Yeah, it's being a weird known thing for. To hey guys, we got some good news.
Don't worry everyone, you're not going to be killing as many women this time around.
You know all that women beating? Yeah. I mean, there was that.
We're really going to chill out on the woman beating this time, guys.
There was that kind of fucked up thing with the naked chick that you hung her up on the gear thing.
Yeah, she was
that lever, and then as you leave, or as you go through the gate that it was holding open, you can hear her scream, and then the gate closes, so she got murdered right there. So that was pretty horrible. But if you think about it, Kratos has done much worse to men too.
Yeah,
so,
has done much worse just in general to monsters, men, titans.
You saw what he did to the giant elephant, man. That wasn't very nice at all.
Yeah.
The only difference is that she was naked.
Yeah. And then she was a woman, so I mean. I was talking to Ryan earlier about this, but that the trophy that pops up that caused all that controversy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do it, but I wish I did. Yeah. Something like that.
Yikes. Why would you put that in there?
Because it's funny. I don't know.
It's that's like one instance in the entire franchise where there's really violence against women. Well, he did kill his wife and kid daughter, but I mean, that's not really what this news release seemed to be about. The game seems like it kind of revolves around him killing his wife and daughter. Oh no, actually, isn't it the events leading up to it?
I don't think it's going to cover that event at all. I think it just takes place before any of that.
Yeah. So by less
what we meant to say was, there'd be less violence towards women, except at the end where you murder your wife and daughter.
Yeah, sorry about that. But Kratos isn't a woman hater. He's a mother lover.
You know? Well, he's a equal opportunity hater.
Yeah,
he will kill everything.
We should fuck each other's mothers. Fuck each other's moms.
And believe it or not, that's that's the news for this week.
Great lineup of news.
Ryan, how about you tell us about the great lineup of releases?
I don't even know. We had Prototype 2 is coming out.
That's incorrect.
It's coming out on PC. It's correct.
The new releases this week is just a bunch of pointless shit.
Well, and Prototype 2 on the PC.
I think I covered that.
You son of a bitch.
Refer to my previous statement.
Wrecketeer seems to be getting some decent reviews.
Pointless shit.
It's on the Kinect.
No, wait, guys. I stand corrected. Legends of Pegasus.
You forgot foosball.
Fuck me, I forgot foosball. What about Adidas Me Coach? Tofu Collection.
Tofu Collection?
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm interested in that one.
Stretch and ping Tofu as he tries to become the illustrious master of Chi.
Oh, that sounds like that should be featured on a box art review.
What does the box art look at? Like, let's find out.
Oh, God. He looks like half a bowling ball pin. Or bowling pin. He looks like the top half. He has like the stripe and everything. Well, that's going to be the cover art for this week's podcast.
Let's see. Tofu Collection. For the DS. Not even for the 3DS. System.
Yeah. Fuck off with that current generation shit.
Is it better than Sprong? The game where everyone scores. Huh? It's box art.
No, it's hard to beat that.
Yeah. I think the only thing that might come into any sort of contact with Sprung is like that Jerry Rice dog football game. But we'll get into another day.
Is that like an Air Bud kind of deal with the dogs that play football? Or?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
I don't know. I looked at the cover and that's about as far as I got.
You said Jerry Rice dog football game. So there's dogs playing football?
Mm-hmm. It's for the Wii. There's a Chihuahua. It actually does look a lot like Air Bud, but with like three times more dogs.
Dude, that's sick.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch
Air Bud and you're like, I wish the entire team was made of dogs.
You could have stopped at "Did you ever watch Air Bud?" Because
the answer is obviously yes.
No. There's a game just simply called Malicious.
There's a whole bunch of shit this week, and I'm sorry to everybody who has to deal with it.
Tight ass inversion.
Oh, on the PC, it already came out on consoles and got shit on. By reviews.
Hey, well, lucky you, PC people.
Look at that, we're just blowing through shit right now. Yeah, wow, it's only 15 minutes in and it's time to check in?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, look how far we've come. Like that Matchbox 20 song.
Let's see how far we come. Yeah. I revealed the way I wanted to regret. Oh, well, I'm gonna find out.
This is the worst show ever.
Jesus. Well, they didn't give us a lot to work with, Gabe.
Yeah.
The world did not provide us with much stuff to work with. But now we're in the segment where it's our time to shine, you know, mm-hmm. where we don't have to rely on the news or the new releases.
I've been waiting for this fucking Jerry Rice picture to load for so long. Oh my god, just, there's him with nidus.
My computer told me it was a virus.
Really?
Yeah. Google Chrome is having trouble accessing the network.
Yeah, nidus is Jerry Rice's dog.
Aww. Wow. There's a poodle, too.
You'll all see this in the cover art of this week's podcast. So
How come Air Bud's jersey looks painted on? Like his... It's skin tight.
You ever try to get a shirt on a dog? Not exactly the easiest thing to do. So
you try to get a dog to play football?
It's fucking impossible. He can't catch for shit. It's always too big for his mouth.
They don't know the rules.
He doesn't know how to run a route.
They don't wait for the snap.
Just try to hand it off to that fucker. He drops it every time. He doesn't even have hands. Dummy.
Yeah.
Remember in Air Bud, the football one where
Gabe, I don't, because I didn't see
don't,
it.
Don't. Am I the only one that's watched like every Air Bud movie? I've even watched the volleyball Air Bud.
Why? Oh man, why?
I don't know. Because it was there.
Oh man. I don't like you anymore.
That fucking dog does everything, man.
So it's the same dog in each movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bud.
Well, I don't know. Sorry that I don't know Air Bud canon. Yeah.
You should do your research.
Well, here you go. There's
you
the original
your big mouth.
There's
sorry,
the original
the timeline
Air Bud.
Of Air Bud.
The original Air Bud from 1997 in which he played basketball. He was abused by his clown owner. he was a clown dog before he discovered his calling of basketball. But then in 1998, he started playing football, and he realized, fuck basketball, football's my shit, until he got crushed by that really fat guy. So it's like, oh, this dog's probably gonna die after this
movie's over.
Was
it Will Sasso? This seems like something Will Sasso would be in.
I can't answer
imagine
that question.
Imagine the dog in the veterinarian's
yeah. Yeah, so it's Air Bud, then Air Bud Golden Receiver, then Air Bud World Pup, in which Josh and Emma discover that Buddy's ball-playing skills apply to soccer as well. My God. What can't this dog do? I'll tell you what he can,
okay,
though.
Okay,
he can also play baseball.
I asked you this last week about Star Wars. But this, do you have the Air Bud wiki open right now? Dave.
Would you be really worried if I didn't?
Yeah. I sure would.
Well, in Air Bud's seventh inning fetch.
Wait, what? Say that again?
Air Bud... Seventh inning fetch.
Oh, man.
He plays baseball. And once again becomes a star player. Air Bud Swan Song. Air Bud Spikes Back from 2003. Air Bud tackles ball. Air Bud Spikes Back. He tackles volleyball.
Oh, man.
How can he spike anything?
But then there's the spin-off series, Air Buddy.
Air Bud Spikes Back. I thought that was where he just went to a high school party and taught everyone a valuable lesson about watching their drinks.
Oh, no. God, they still make these fucking Air Buddies movies.
Oh, so you haven't seen all of them.
No. Air Bud. Air Bud I've seen most. Air Buddies, I didn't even know about. They just came out with one this year. Treasure Buddies. The buddies
Let's
find
talk
themselves
about
on,
cop
on an
dog.
On an Indiana Jones style adventure. Oh god.
Is there a cricket version?
there is the search for Santa Paws.
Oh, why? What, like, now he's not even playing sports anymore. Now he's just a fucking dumb. He's like
retired.
Air Bud retires.
Now well, he's because
chasing the, down Santa.
Well, no, now these are all of his puppies, and they're much less talented.
Oh.
They can never live up to their father's image. I mean, they must have had a fucked up mother, though, to go from Air Bud to just fucking going on Indiana Jones-style adventures.
I don't know, man. You gotta be pretty fit to go spelunking, I think.
I'd trust a dog with spelunking more than I would with baseball. I'm waiting for the Air Bud golf movie.
You know? Okay, what's it called? Air Bud, teeing it up? No.
No. Teeing the pup. No.
Teeing it pup.
The master's pup. There you go. Okay, Javi, please let us check in. Please. Stop me.
Let's check in.
The pup trap. No, that sucks too. I think teeing it pup.
You know what else sucks? Everything related to Air Bud.
I don't know. We could have a winner with this golf one.
We'll get back to it.
Okay.
Yeah, Javi, check in for us. All we can talk about is Air Bud. So.
Yeah. All right. Well. What have we been doing?
Well, you're so enthusiastic. What have you been doing, Javi? Why don't you start off? I've heard you over there button mashing.
Yeah, I've been skating a lot.
That is not what it sounded like. Have you been skating over your PS3 controller?
All over it. I was just playing some Bionic Commando Rearmed. That game's really good. It's also really frustrating at the end, because the last level is super long and hard, and fuck it. That game's good. And then I started Final Fantasy IX today. So, yeah.
Have you played it before?
What?
Have you played it before?
That's my favorite Final Fantasy of all time. I've beaten it many times.
Because he hasn't played through 6 yet.
That's the reason I bought my PSP Go, was to play Final Fantasy IX on the Go. Metal Gear. Those two games were justified the entire purchase. I didn't care if nothing else worked.
But then you found Dissidia, and that game's the shit.
I haven't played it since that first night. I need to do Zidane's story. Yeah.
You're an old man and a fool.
You are an old man and a fool.
So, Ryan, what have you been doing? Oh, you can't tell us.
I can. Well, did we play anything else? I don't.
You haven't played DayZ at all.
I know.
Ryan's still in this barn that we left him in.
Yeah, I'm still hanging out in the barn that we all.
Yeah.
Ended the day. I'm just saying, have I played anything else? Because I had a busy weekend, man. I sat down and played some more Penny Arcade on Sunday, and I don't think I've even played Team Fortress 2. I played a little, Dylan and I played a little Serious Sam co-op, Serious Sam 3. That game is crazy balls. Like, it's just tons of enemies, lots of just killing things. Like, you have unlimited ammo in, like, your pistol, which is kind of cool, so just laying into people there. And then, It's 2 to 16 player co-op, which I've only seen 2-player co-op so far, and I imagine that 16 would be ridiculous. And I assume at some point it has to start scaling. It didn't really look like it scaled much, or if at all, for just Dylan and I. If it did scale, I couldn't tell, just in the number of enemies and stuff. But I imagine 16-player co-op has just got to be insane. Like, a whole train of Sams running around. But no, that game's good. It's very old school. It's kind of, you kind of just have to, like, follow the enemy trail to find your way through maps and stuff. There is no map to like, look at and tell you where to go. There's no waypoints. It's just go forward. Other than that, yeah, I've been playing a beta of something that I'm not supposed to talk about, so there's that.
Oh, Ryan's got but the inside scoop.
It's very enjoyable, this beta. Mm. I like it a lot. I've played a lot. While everyone was playing DayZ last night, I told them to go to hell, because I was going to keep playing that. But
whatever Ryan's playing, it doesn't sound like Halo.
I really wish I could talk about it, because there's so much I want to say about it. But I'll have... it comes out in a couple weeks, and then I will talk about it a lot. So.
And I can tell you that Ryan gets real mad at the people he plays with.
Yeah, they are the dummos.
As far as I know, he has yet to win a game.
Oh, no, I've won plenty of games.
Sure doesn't sound like it.
Tonight, I didn't. Last night, it turned around. Last night, it started off kind of iffy, but I was just kind of learning it, and it turned around quick. So, but tonight, no, it was just bad. Bad, bad. Dumb people. Dumb people. Mm. But anyway, that's really, I mean, I've been, yeah, that's all I've really been doing. Not a whole lot else. Not even, like, non-game related stuff. Mm. Have I been doing.
Other than this, like, thing you can't talk about.
Right. Well, that's game-related, though.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Truth be told, I'm just researching these Air Buddies movies right now. Abigail Breslin was in the first Air Buddies.
Who the hell is that?
The girl from Little Miss Sunshine.
Never seen it.
Oh, okay.
I did see that.
And she's Little Rock in Zombieland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah.
And so, apparently plays in one of the Air Buddies movie.
Yeah, she plays Rosebud, slash Alice, the lone girl and only sister of the Buddies. So she's a dog. Apparently the dogs can talk in
the
Air Buddies.
The dogs talk now, huh?
Yeah, the dogs talk. Oh, boy. But... other than Air Bud, I've been up to a fair amount. DayZ, still. I haven't died in a while, actually, in DayZ. I got pretty fucking close a couple nights ago, as I was just running blindly through the night, and ran into a zombie, and he broke a bone in my leg, and it wasn't pretty.
But always goes well in that game.
Yeah. But, the Steam sale ended, and with about, 10-20 minutes left, I finally bought Saints Row the Third after it went on sale for like the fifth time. And fuck, that game is fun. Like holy bejesus. You run around with like a dildo bat, but I mean, I don't even really do that all that much. I just fucking...
But you could.
I could. The thing is that I could. I have the option. Whether I choose to or not is up in the air, but... And, today mainly was, it was like an hour. I got back from a job interview and it was an hour of Batman. And then I got a hankering to play Saints Row and it was an hour of Saints Row. Then I would like die and get frustrated and go back to Batman. Be like, I want to play Saints Row again. And then I just played TF2 for a little bit. But yeah, Batman, it's fun. A whole lot of shit to focus on, which is a little unfortunate, but. You know,
yeah, I got really kind of easily distracted by it almost got annoying to me, like, flying around the city, you're like, I'm going to do this thing, and then there's a phone ringing, and then there's someone yelling for help, and it was just like, motherfucker, shut up, just go do this thing.
Yeah, I was telling Javi, it was like, I don't know, I'm a couple hours in now, and still, whenever I go to a new story mission, it's just, oh, now there's a new side mission. Like, right next to that story mission.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's these phones for Zaz. There's all these fucking Titan containers. There's, like, fucking Riddler trope. There's two different types of Riddler things now. It's a fun game. It's just a lot of fucking things to focus on.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Is it? Is someone here?
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey!
Hey,
darling. Housekeeping.
Oh, my God! Yo, what up, Laura? You just finished season 4 of Breaking Bad, I saw on Twitter.
That's interesting.
That's a good season. Season 5 seems like it's pretty not suck. You should check it out.
I think we need to see what our listeners are asking this week.
I think we do, too. Do any questions pertain to Air Bud?
Sadly, no.
No. Sorry, but Gabe.
Our friend Brittany Brombacher writes in.
Brombacher.
And her question is thrilling. She says, how big is it?
That's it? That's where it ends?
Yep.
It is gigantic.
I can use a magnum.
Oh, that's what she's talking about? I didn't think that's what she was talking about.
I thought the holster, our holsters.
Holsters?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Alright.
That's it?
Yeah, thanks, Britt.
My thanks, box Brit. Is huge, Britt. My box is huge.
Doesn't that mean something else?
Maybe. I don't know.
Box now nowadays box it's... is slang for vagina.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I found that out when my friend had a really awkward conversation with a possible roommate he was gonna have.
You heard he didn't it end here up... first. Ryan has a wide-set vagina.
And heavy flow.
And a heavy flow. He can't help it.
I can't help it.
Alright, Prototype 115. Now that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Prototype 115 says, hello, my question to the nation is, how much money collectively spent... Or how much money have you collectively spent on this past Steam sale? Mine is easily $150.
You beat me. I would have had you beat during the winter sale. But this sale, I think, do TF2 keys count?
I think so.
Okay, so if TF2 keys
count...
Except
that they weren't technically on sale, but you did buy some during the sale, so...
Yeah, like... So I spent about, like, roughly, like, 40-ish on keys, and Jesus. Then...
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
How many keys is that?
They're 250 a pop, so, whatever that is.
Is $40 on this?
Why'd you buy that? What does that do?
I wanted an unusual
boxes
hat.
That have items.
Yeah, I wanted an unusual hat. I was feeling it. Unusual hats were so damn much.
Do you find that many crates?
Do you sell them when you get them, or do you just have them?
That's up in the air. Depends on which one I get. Knowing my luck, if I ever do get one, it's gonna be fucking shit.
Have you ever sold one? Have you ever gotten one?
Nope. I should probably stop.
You've spent hundreds of dollars and never got anything.
No.
Yeah, you better get the first one you get, you better sell for $400. And then maybe you break even.
Jesus, you have a gambling problem. This is a fucking gambling problem.
They're more expensive than lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're winning just as much.
Well,
nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so I think
exactly.
I think in total, I probably spent about 100
during the Steam sale.
Yeah. I would say boot 100.
I think
100.
You probably even beat me. I don't even know that I spent 100 during the Steam sale.
I don't know if I spent 100 either. In fact, I think I spent a whopping $2.97 on Bastion.
Oh, you bought Binding of Isaac, so you spent about $5, good sir.
God damn it.
You dumbo.
I'm broke. Broke, I tell you.
I mean, I only regret buying one thing. I bought the first indie bundle for some reason. I don't know why. It has Cave Story, so maybe I'll enjoy Cave Story.
Right. That's 10.
Yeah. 13. My main problem with the games I got on the Steam sale is they're all like fucking huge games. So it's like Arkham City, Saints Row, Fallout New Vegas, DayZ or Arma 2 or whatever. Alice is, you know, like that's not a huge game. But
I just
those
did
fours.
Quick, I just did some quick rough math and it's about 90 that I spent.
Yeah. So we're about the same. Yeah. Well, you only spent that on games, so I'm calculating keys.
But a lot of the games that I bought are games you already had, so
yeah. It's very true.
I didn't have quite the Steam library that a lot of other people do. This was my first Steam sale. So.
Yeah, $150. Who wrote that email again? Prototype?
Prototype.
Prototype. I'm sorry.
It's good to hear from you, by the way.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. I'm just sorry that your name shares the name of a very unfortunate game. Yeah, maybe you bought like a company pack or something. Those go for like 50.
Yeah, I didn't buy any of those. I did get Left 4 Dead 1 and 2 for $7.50. So that was cool. Rod Key writes in. He says...
He does write in sometimes.
Huh?
He does write in sometimes. Yeah. He says, I've been recently reading the book version of Alan Wake and enjoying it. Are there any other cross-media type things in video games that any of you would recommend?
I've read the first and second Resident Evil books, like based off the first and second games, and they're really, really good. Like, definitely pick those up. The ones that are based on the games. I know there's one that's like an original story. I don't know, but the book, especially the first one. The book that's based on the first game is really good. Also, I flipped through like the last chapter of the novelization of Metal Gear Solid 1, and that was actually really interesting too. Like, they're all really short reads, but they flesh out the game and add like a whole layer of depth to everything. Like, it tells you about how, you know, it has all these cool details. Like, as he walks down this hallway, you know, he could smell the cold air, and like it just adds like this great description of the in-game worlds that you can see on your TV. So I think it adds a lot to the stories that are told through the game. So yeah, Resident Evil and Metal Gear Solid, definitely check those out.
Right. I've read some of the Halo books, not all of them. Those are, I mean, they're all right. They're pretty good.
Any of them like based on the game, like just retelling the game?
No, I don't think so.
They're all like expansions of the whole Halo universe, yeah, like finding out more about the Spartans and shit and the Flood.
They're pretty good. Yeah, if you're interested in that universe, which I always have been, like I've said before, like the maybe the storytelling isn't the greatest in those games, but that universe is awesome. So
yeah,
I liked reading the books. I've also done a lot of the BattleTech books, which is obvious, like the MechWarrior universe. So I've read a lot of those books, and I guess I assume some of them probably cover time periods in the game. I haven't read. There's a lot of them out there, but
it's,
I mean,
so
that's something
weird
that,
to me.
What?
I don't know. Just like, I really like mechs. I'm gonna read some books about mech stories.
I really liked Resident Evil, so I'm gonna write.
A storyline. Like, it's not a machine. Like, it's like being a car guy and then reading Fast and the Furious books. That's what I'm thinking. Like, you read a story that's about dudes that use that machine.
I guess. Well, like, all the games have had stories that are somewhat interesting.
Okay.
At least the old MechWarrior 2 was kind of cool, and like it was really kind of tacked on. But when you read some of that stuff in the books and like see an expansion of it, like it's actually pretty cool.
See, I just look at those mech games, and I just figure they're just competitive shooters. So I'm like, what the fuck story are you gonna read about that?
Well, like the the old games like all had campaigns. Like the one coming out, that MechWarrior Online that's coming out, it's just multiplayer. But the previous games have all had single player campaigns on them, and like actually that's all I ever played in those. Like I never took those online because online wasn't something that really existed too heavily.
So yeah, I don't know, but the stories are really cool. Like especially now with the Dark Age books, where kind of like the communication system or communications network that was used to kind of give instant communication across the galaxy. So like planets light years apart could have like instant face to face communication through these the satellite network that had been built, and that whole thing's down, and so like. The story's going on in this because everyone's kind of consolidating power and, you know, all the different factions that are involved, especially when just the breakdown of communication and the way people act. Like, it's all been pretty cool, so I like the books quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But some better than others. Some of the ones I'm reading right now, I'm reading a couple right now that aren't that great, but some of them are really good. It's kind of hit or miss, depending on the author and what they're writing about, but yeah.
Well, I ain't read no video game books. I saw that Final Fantasy VII movie and short animated thing. And those, I mean, it's kind of like Final Fantasy VII where the story's really stupid, but, you know, it looks
was
good.
Was Final Fantasy VII's story stupid? Or
I think so. Just... Sephiroth is a little biggity bitch. Fuck Sephiroth. He's stupid. Huh. I said it. He's stupid.
But Seven's story makes a lot more sense than Advent Children's story.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because Advent Children doesn't make sense at all.
If you watch, what is it, like, Final Fantasy VII Advent Children Complete or something, the Blu-ray release, it helps a little bit. But yeah, it's still pretty fucking jumbled. You see Cloud cut through a couple buildings, so that's neato. as far as books, I remember back in like fifth grade, I read the novelization of the movie of the theme park ride, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice.
Yeah. I can tell you the one difference in between the movie and the book is that right before Jack Sparrow and Keira Knightley have to go, they get like marooned on that island. Instead of jumping into water, they jump into shark infested water. And the sharks don't do anything. Yeah. Yeah. Well.
I would say another medium to enjoy a video game with is, believe it or not, the first Resident Evil movie. Like, is that. I actually like that movie. You know, a lot of
it's
Resident
okay.
Evil fans.
It's
no, a
okay.
Lot of a lot of Resident Evil fans shunned it, but I think that it can exist in the video game universe. You know, they fucked that all up with the next one and the one after that. You know, they really ruined.
Yeah, what are they out at right now with Resident Evil movies? There's another one coming out in September.
Five now. The fifth one's coming out.
So, yeah. Jesus.
Anyways, yeah, so, like, that first movie, it's not a great movie, it's kind of dumb fun, but it can exist in the realm of the games, you know, it makes sense, so that's why I liked it a lot, especially because, like, it ends, and Raccoon City is, it's like the first day of Raccoon City being taken over and infected, and it's like, oh, shit, like, this leads straight into Resident Evil 2, I love that, like, that blew my mind, and then I saw the sequel. But yeah, and Jordan said that he was reading the novelization of Alan Wake. Like, even though I didn't like that game too much, that might be an interesting read because I assume it's a lot more easy to follow what the fuck's going on. So yeah, that'd be cool to read, I think. But yeah, yes. All right. Our final email is from Justin Doss.
What up, Justin Doss?
Says, hey guys, this question is more for Ryan, but feel free to chime in and give your thoughts. Ryan, I recall that you recently purchased the Samsung Galaxy S3.
I did.
I wanted to know how is it, and why would you take the Android platform? I really want you to see me on Android if at all possible. Oh.
What?
He says he really wants you to see or sell him. Oh, sell him on the Android if at all possible. I'm thinking of getting the same phone as you, but it's exclusive with a retailer in Canada that I don't much like. What are the benefits to Android phones?
Well, I think one of the biggest benefits is just the ability to customize it a lot more. But I don't know. It's hard for me to answer that question because I've never had an iPhone. So, like,
I have one.
I can't really make the comparison. Like, I know that I like the screen. It's huge. And even the next iteration of the iPhone won't have a screen this big. It's also a really, really pretty screen. Like, it's got a dual core processor in it. It's really fast. It's the operating system is still up and coming a little bit. They're getting really close now. But again, like I said, I haven't used an iPhone, so I don't really know what the differences are between the two. Just on the surface, they look a lot alike, so it's hard to tell. I don't know. I like everything about it, and I like, you know, some of the, well, people have told me that there aren't, I don't know, maybe you can answer this, Gabe. You have an iPhone, right?
I do.
Like, are there any, like, third-party keyboards or anything you can get?
Well, I don't know. Probably.
Well, you're a lot of help. I'm just like, I've had people tell me that they couldn't, and I was like, I'm pretty sure you can.
I'm pretty sure there is.
The one I've bought, I really like, and, like, I don't know, it just seems like there's a lot more customization options, with the phone. But I think iOS is probably starting to open that up a little bit too, because of the competition that they're facing. But, like I said, big screen, really nice camera, really, really pretty screen. Mm-hmm. It runs really fast. It's one of the biggest things that Android's got over Apple right now, which will probably change with the new iPhone, is that a lot of them have the LTE networks now, and the 4G, normal 4G, and then the LTE networks. So you're getting a lot faster downloads and whatnot. I guess we'll see how Apple decides to handle that on the next round. I know that their latest update to the 4S and whatnot had that 4G indicator that just lit up and made everyone think they somehow downloaded a new antenna into their phone. Mm-hmm. You don't have 4G, people.
You can't do that?
No,
I was just on this website. Download more RAM?
I downloaded plenty. I downloaded all the RAM.
I've downloaded like 20 gigs right now.
My computer has been about the same speed, but... But no, those are the biggest selling points, I think. Like, just a lot of the phones are faster, nicer, bigger screens.
Well, if you want more, like, customization and freedom in your, like, phone, then I'd say Android, because, you know, Apple's pretty locked down on their shit. Like, I don't know, it's kind of frustrating. Like, I just searched keyboard. All I got were a bunch of emoji keyboards, because those are what I want.
Gabe needs all the ways to send a winky face.
Yeah.
He needs a seahorse to wink at him without just a normal smiley winking at him will not do.
I don't know. I don't have I have a regular Galaxy S, so I don't have to even have a 2, but with all my Android phones so far, like, you know, it takes a couple months and then they start going really slow, or like apps start fucking up and like I have to download an app killer and all that shit. And from what I've seen from all my friends with iPhones, they always run perfect. Like, they're just smooth.
Granted, your phone is 2 years behind.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Evo 4G that I had, like, never really had that problem. My last phone didn't have that problem. This one hasn't had. Granted, this phone's only been out for a little bit, but it hasn't had that problem. And, like, I don't. And now, like, task killers and stuff are built into the system. Like, and actually, task killers sometimes can make your phone run slower than not having one, because of all the stuff it's monitoring. But, like, that kind of stuff is built into the OS now, where you can kill applications and whatnot if anything gets stuck running in the background. But I don't know. I haven't had that kind of experience with it, but I've also kept up with the newer phones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I know plenty of people who have griped about stuff on their, one of my friends has complained about, like, his, like, suddenly his battery will just start completely draining in like an hour on his iPhone, and what has happened is his email application has gotten stuck in a loop checking his email. And it just keeps
classic.
It just keeps trying to check and just keeps the internet running constantly trying to pull his email down, and then it just kills the battery. So, I mean, there's stories on both sides. Like, neither one of them is perfect.
All right, Justin follows up with, which Final Fantasy game would you like to see get an HD remake first? Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, or Tactics? I'm curious, why did this come up? Like, this has been all over Twitter in, like, the last 2 days. Did Square Enix say something?
They said many things. I remember them saying it won't happen, and then I think I read something that's, like, hinted at it maybe happening, but it doesn't seem like it's happening anytime soon.
Did they say something this week, though? People are all talking, like, not debating what should be remade and why and blah blah blah. I'm like, where is this fucking coming from?
No, Square Enix has to say, like, once every blue moon that they're not remaking Final Fantasy VII.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so maybe they said something again, but I guess Final Fantasy VII would be the game I want to see remade. Final Fantasy IX is pretty gorgeous on PS1, so maybe that'd be pretty cool. Final Fantasy VII is ugly as fuck. Like, Final Fantasy IX
is too ambitious for the PS1, so, like, it just ended up looking really jaggy, like, the characters are weird unless they're really close to the camera, like, everything looks like a mess of pixels, like, but except for on PSP, like, on PSP, that game looks phenomenal, it looks way better than it ever did on TV, so.
No, it's just, like, Final Fantasy VII, like, it might be, like, one of the worst looking games ever, like, I do like the, like, what they kind of went for. I like the backgrounds, but God, how do the character models look like that? Like, how is that what they came up with after their, like, biggest budget in gaming history?
Yeah, they look like weird Lego characters.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so weird to me how Final Fantasy VII is the game that is talked about the most.
Well, it was the first
one on,
you know,
PlayStation
of the next generation, you know, when things caught on.
Game's overrated as fuck. It's fun. But I'm offended you didn't list Final Fantasy VI in this HD remake. But I don't actually want that to be remade in HD. Maybe if they, like, redid the pixel art, like, made that kind of like HD, like the Scott Pilgrim game was, so it'd be, like, fucking gorgeous. So if they did that, that'd be neato. But
what if they did it like how they remade Final Fantasy IV for the 3DS, where it was in 3D, but it was still a top-down?
No.
Why?
No. Because Final Fantasy VI is, like, the epitome of pixel art in any game ever. And, I don't know, trying to take that away kind of takes away a big part
of
the game.
Pixel art in any game ever. Mm-hmm. You sure about that?
I stand by that statement.
That's nonsense.
You're nonsense. What game has better pixel art? Like,
there's
what
tons of games,
like,
that have better pixel art. Street Fighter looks better than Final Fantasy VI.
Well, like, in animations and shit?
Yeah, the pixel art looks better, and it has good, better animation. Like,
Final Fantasy VI is
top-down JRPG.
Well, I meant more in, like, the character design, like, not necessarily in the animations, because, I mean, there aren't really many animations in that game, but it's just how they experimented with, like, the whole 2D plane. Like, they did a lot of interesting, like, 3D type, like, what's the word? I don't know how to describe it, but you're on, like, this minecart, and it, like, brings you through these, like, archways in this mine tunnel. It looks really cool. It's, like, you do the same thing underwater, and it's just, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but that game's gorgeous, so. Yeah. Wow. I don't want that game to be in 3D.
You don't want that game to look better than it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get that, though. Like, I would love to see Mario 64 redone. I would love to see Metal Gear Solid redone. Like, if it looks great, what's the harm? And it plays the same? Well, who cares? Like, that's all good. Like, I don't know. It's not like the old one ceases to exist.
You know, part of, like, the charm for the game, though, is just, like, the imagination behind what's happening. Like, it's kind of... I don't know how to fucking put words together right now, so this is coming out terrible, but...
It's a good thing we're recording a podcast.
Yeah, good thing everyone can hear this right now. But it's like... I can't fucking explain it. You win.
Gabe cuts out that part of him talking. It's just 5 minutes of silence.
Yeah.
Just cuts out his audio.
I'll just play Final Fantasy VI music over that, so don't worry about me.
Let me fill in your words, even though I disagree in a lot of ways. You're saying that a lot of the charm in Final Fantasy VI comes from using your imagination to fill in those gaps that the pixels can't. Like, if you see it fully realized, it's not as special or effective.
You're so good at what I say. You should just talk for me.
I haven't been listening to either of you for like the past.
Oh, well, it's what I do with you whenever you ramble about mechs, so it's okay. Yeah.
So, Air Bud. Alright, Ryan, what's going on Twitter?
First off, Beesball says, assuming you've seen The Dark Knight Rises, rank the three films.
Let's see. Dark Knight Rises, Dark Knight, Batman Begins. In, like, 1, 2, 3. So, like, the best is Dark Knight Rises. Close, very close second is Dark Knight. And then in a, hey, you tried, it's Batman Begins.
You know what? It matters how you're ranking them. They're all really different films. If I was ranking them on what I think are better movies, I think The Dark Knight's number one. Dark Knight Rises is probably number two, and Batman Begins the last.
They all go for something different, really.
They do, but also Batman Begins is kind of weak in a lot of ways. Like, action-wise, conflict's kind of, it's alright. The story arc, I don't know. Every time Batman's on screen, like, Batman, like, hunching over and saying stuff is fine, but every time he's fighting, it looks like the Bourne Identity. Like, and it's really zoomed in, and everybody's just black characters. You can't tell what's going on.
Well, it's like the best part of Batman Begins.
That was the most poorly made of the three, I thought. And also, Gotham just looks like a wet, brown ghetto. Like, every part of Gotham looks like someone's asshole.
It looks like that in all the old movies, too.
No, in the old movies, like, especially the Joel Schumacher ones, it was all like colorful and full of giant statues and faces.
Yeah, but it still looked like a wet asshole. Like, it was, everything was still wet.
The Tim Burton ones were like covered in snow and it was all nighttime, and it was pretty cool. I like the Tim Burton Gotham a lot, actually. But yeah,
just a colorful wet asshole. Best,
the best part of Batman Begins was the end and how it hinted at the Dark Knight.
Okay. Anyways, I wanted to say that my favorite, after seeing it twice, I think Dark Knight Rises, probably that's the one that I would want to see the most, you know, and then Dark Knight. Well, I don't know, I have a soft spot for Batman Begins, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't want to put it at the end of both lists and paint the picture that I dislike it. Sometimes I like it a lot more than The Dark Knight, just because it's a more personal story, and it's not like Dark Knight Rises is kind of just a crime thriller, you know, crime drama. It doesn't really have a lot to do with Batman at all, but it's still the best made of the three films. I think it's the most cohesive, solid movie with the least problems. So I think that movie is the best of the three, but it's not particularly
what's eternally better about The Dark Knight than Batman Begins? Well, Rachel dies.
I didn't hate Katie Holmes. I thought Katie Holmes was better than Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I do too, but that doesn't stop them from being annoying, stupid love interests that you're just like, oh my god, Bruce, what the fuck are you doing? Stop it. Go just stop.
You rattle their cages. I'm like you. I'm not afraid of rattle their cages.
Jesus.
Yeah. Dark Knight Rises, I think, is...
Here's the thing, though. With how much I like Dark Knight Rises, I get why people don't like it or what their problems are with it. Like, that movie if anything, that movie has more problems than any of the other two. But it also is the most ambitious, and like, it gets a bigger pass from me. Mm-hmm. Like, it was trying to do so much, and its successes far outweighed its failures. I really appreciated a lot of The Dark Knight, and it also was the only one of the three that, like, hit me emotionally. Especially the stuff with Alfred got me all, like, teared up and stuff. Like, so I give mad props to that.
Let's not go too deep into it and spoil some stuff, but...
Yeah.
Well,
as they stand right now, I need to see the last one again, I think. I feel like I missed some things, but as they stand right now, I just, is how much I, having seen them all back to back, like right in a row, the level of enjoyment was 1, 2, 3.
I think watching all three of them in a row is one of the worst ways to watch those movies.
Also, because... were you drinking that whole time?
No, not the whole time.
Well, think about how fucking exhausted you must have been when the third one started. And that movie's exhausting on its own. Like, that's no way to watch it.
It's like Batman Begins. Like, you'd never seen that one before either, so.
Nope.
It's all fresh in your mind. I say watch Dark Knight Rises again. And then a couple days later, when your body's recovered, watch The Dark Knight.
Well, I had seen The Dark Knight.
Yeah, no, just so you can compare the two, because, I mean, I don't think...
You know what The Dark Knight Rises... Well, maybe I should save this for later. Yeah. I really want to talk about that movie, though.
We will. But, yeah. In due time.
It'll be too late.
God, Dark Knight Rises was so fucking good. God damn, that movie fucking ruled.
You guys read Ty Root's blog about how he was disappointed and his problems with it?
No.
I read that this morning. I wrote this super long comment, like three paragraphs, explaining where I agreed with him, where I didn't, and you know, and how I thought, what I thought about it. I click submit, and the page refreshes, and like, it looked wonky. I'm not sure if he got it or not. And so I like went back to the blog a couple hours later, and there's three new comments. None of them are mine. And I'm like, fuck! So I think my long thought out comment just is lost in oblivion, and I'm really pissed off.
Lame.
Yeah. But Ty Root did not like Dark Knight Rises. And I understand, like, all the problems he had with it were real problems. Like, it had to do with the audio being like really fucking terrible. Like, sometimes the music would drown out someone that's talking, and then sometimes people are talking naturally, and then Bane is loud as shit, and you still can't understand him. Like, I wonder if
they'll remix the audio in like the Blu-ray and DVD release.
I don't know,
because I personally, I didn't have any problems. Like, I went in there knowing that I was gonna have to focus on every word that they said, and it worked out for me that way. Like, I got everything. But yeah, Bane, like, always comes out, like, whenever he talks, it's always out of like every speaker in the theater. It's not like he's on the left, so that's where he's coming from. No, he's in your fucking face the entire time.
Yeah, because he was like, and this is what Ty was getting at. He said that it sounds like ADR, you know, when you record someone after filming. And
oh yeah,
they just mixed it on top of the entire track. So like, his voice coming out, and there's no sense of where the voice is coming from. It's just, you know, played over the audio, and it's loud and jarring.
Well, we had this talk the other night where we thought it seemed kind of like maybe because, like, his voice sounds so funneled and filtered through a tin can that was the only way you were going to be able to understand what he was saying, which doesn't excuse it, but...
Yeah.
See, I really liked Bane's voice. I really liked it.
It's hit or miss. Sometimes it's good and effective. Other times you have to laugh at it.
I loved every minute of that movie.
Giving people their shitty back!
There wasn't like one part in that movie where I didn't like a part. Like, there were plot holes here and there, but in Christopher, like, the way Christopher Nolan makes movies, Like, they talked about this on the Red Letter Media half in the bag review of The Dark Knight Rises, is he's not so focused on like logic as he is on just getting the story to you.
Yeah, like, and that's a point that I wanted to make concerning like my friend Antho, like he dislikes all the Batman movies and he always finds a glaring plot hole or like something that just logically doesn't make sense, and he just says that that's so, the stupidest thing in the world, and he's all, I laughed out loud at that part, like, what the fuck? And, you know, I have no defense to that. I can't be like, yeah, man, but, you know, but when you think about it, it's like, you know, if you can't get past that, if you can't suspend disbelief just for the sake of, like, the emotion and the story that it's trying to tell, then I'm sorry, that's too bad for you, because, like, it's a great, other, you know, it's a great story, and there's a lot of...
Yeah.
Interesting things that they're trying to do with these films, and if you can't put these little problems aside, you know, it's a shame.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess did Gabe rank them?
Yeah, I ranked them first. Oh, okay. Dark Knight Rises is the best, and then Dark Knight, and then Batman Begins.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn between Dark Knight and Batman Begins.
Well, it's like, with the thing I primarily like more about The Dark Knight Rises is how the villain is, like, how you see, like, the repercussions of his actions. Like, with the Joker, you could see where he was going, but everything always didn't work in the end.
Well, then, no, I mean, the people were trying to kill that guy for trying to reveal Batman's identity. Like, he had Gotham by the balls. The only thing he failed at was blowing up, getting the people to blow each other up on the boats. Because he thought everyone was as ugly as him.
That's another thing I like Batman's voice. No one likes his voice. I like it.
God, dude, I did laugh out loud. I really did when Catwoman's like, don't come any closer, I'll kill him. And then all of a sudden, you just hear off camera, they believe you, or they just don't care. I was like, oh man, that's really funny. That's terrible.
I know.
Yeah.
So yeah, there Anyways. You go. Our little snippet of Christopher Ow. Nolan Batman trilogy.
Ryan.
Yes.
Anything else on the Twitterverse?
McAnus says, what is love? And to that, I say, baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
No more.
Damn, God, Gabe, where the fuck were you?
No, God, that song, it just rubs me the wrong way. There was a fucking annoying kid in my high school who always sang that song in fucking Latin. He wouldn't sing it in Latin. He sang it in Latin class.
That
would have
been
class.
Sick. He always
Fuck,
sang that
was
that
so
song
annoying.
In Latin.
And then whenever you tell him to stop doing that, he just started doing his little, like, quote-unquote beatbox, which is just like, it's like, shut the fuck up!
And then he would beatbox in Latin. They say it's a dead language. They lied.
Bringing it back. In a big way.
Anything else, Ryan?
Nope, that's it.
All right.
Somehow we turned this into an over an hour long show.
And saying we got through what news in like 7 minutes or something.
Yeah.
So good on you guys. Give yourself a clap.
I won't. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did.
All right, guys. Well, that's gonna do it for Game Over Nation, episode 55. You should make sure to link up with us on Twitter at Game Over Nation. Find us on Facebook and give us a like so you don't miss any of our stuff. Subscribe on YouTube. If you like the show, spread the word. Use the hashtag GON. Don't do that. Who cares? We never check that shit.
I can't fucking believe not once during this episode I didn't say Shifty 5. Not once. Not once.
Shiggity what? You should start the episode with that fucking song.
I will. Don't worry.
Or we should just leave the episode with that. Bye.
We should do something. Spoil,
you're 50, spoiling 50, the Supreme.
Huh?
You're spoiling.
Okay,
so
let's go.
Supreme. Yeah, let's just fucking end it.
On girl, when you add 5 plus 5.
I
all right,
can
bye everybody.
All
you should
girl, come
do
luck.
All the things that Javi come just luck, said 55. By subscribing and telling your friends, and then yeah, checking out the site.
And tell us if you're gonna go to PAX. Cause
yeah, we're going to PAX.
We're going to PAX in a big way.
I live at PAX.
Yep.
I don't. Hobby, it's going to be really expensive.
Hello. Come on over.
He just has a tent in front of the convention center.
In the convention center. On the convention center. That'd be cool to live on top of one of those buildings. Like, have like a house from like up just sitting on top of the building. And have a yard and shit.
Teach your dog to play basketball and football.
All the balls.
Volleyball.
Then when it has puppies, hire Abigail Breslin to just do the voice for one.
Yeah.
But she can never be in your sight because that would break the...
Break the fourth wall down.
Yeah. Dude, waking up in the morning and then just like Saints rowing your ass and skydiving off the building to get down to the street level. You sick.
We really need to end this. Okay, let's go. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. 55. Girlfriend's age. 55. My IQ. 55. You must pay. 5 plus 5 is 50. 55. My IQ is 55. 55. Shake it, these one of these, 55. Trying to disrupt your tribe.